self-improvement necessary to Christian growth. November 3, God's temple is to receive constant care. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians 6:16. We are to obey the laws of His kingdom, making ourselves all that it is possible for us to be. Earnestly, we are to cultivate the highest powers of our being, remembering that we are God's property, God's building. We are required to improve every day. Even this world of sin and sorrow, we may, by earnest, persevering effort, rise to the highest spiritual efficiency. We are to please God. This we may do. For Enoch pleased God, though living in a degenerate age, and there are Enochs in this our day. The human house, God's building, His temple, requires close, vigilant, watchful guardianship. With David we can exclaim, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. God's workmanship is to be preserved, that it may be revealed to the heavenly universe and to the apostate race that men and women are temples of the living God. The perfection of character which God requires is a fitting up of the whole being as a temple for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Lord requires a service of the entire human machinery. He desires men and women to be all that He has made it possible for them to be. It is not enough for certain parts of the machinery to be used. All parts must be brought into action, or the service is deficient. The physical life is to be carefully educated, cultivated, and developed, that through men and women the divine nature may be revealed in its fullness. God expects men to use the intellect He has given them. He expects them to use every reasoning power for Him. They are to give the conscience the place of supremacy that has been assigned it. The mental and physical powers with the affections are to be so cultivated that they can reach the highest efficiency.